This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Christopher Baker about Cuba. Christopher is the author and researcher of the Moon Handbook to Cuba. And Christopher, you're talking about these changes under Raul, and it seems to me America would be kind of wise to just be patient because things evolve, and Raul apparently gets it. People can own land now. They have their own businesses, and with Obama's new policy, Cuban Americans, loved ones in America can send money down to Cuba to help their loved ones start businesses, actually.
Yeah, and it's very frustrating that Washington is not responding in the way that I would like to see. For example, with Burma, Burma's liberalizing, and Washington is going tit for tat. As Burma liberalizes, then Washington is showing a positive response in trying to support private enterprise and et cetera there. We're not doing the same thing in Cuba. And it's very unfortunate because Raul seems to be making a genuine effort to get people out of the state sector. They're aiming to have private enterprise be at least 40% of the economy by 2015. And these people who are struggling to make a go of it, because obviously they've introduced taxation, etc., they need money. They need money to invest. There's very little of a capital base domestically. They're depending upon money coming from the USA principally. There are also European investors, but really they depend on this money from the states. And there here's an opportunity to sponsor private enterprise and hopefully to see an evolution of a more democratically focused system, if you will, that could result from that.
Now, I understand there's a dual currency situation, Cuban pesos and convertible pesos, or you can just pay for with dollars. How does that work?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, and it's a huge problem for the Cuban economy. So Cubans are paid very little in a Cuban peso, but there's not very much you can utilize a Cuban peso for. So there is a second currency called the convertible peso, and any interaction for a tourist or anything of value that even a Cuban would need to buy in Cuba is sold for a convertible peso, and therefore the Cubans themselves are desperate to get hold of these.
And that creates two price tiers, and Western tourists will pay Western prices while they're in a very poor country.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true.